Restaurants have suffered major economic losses during the pandemic, but the challenges facing the Triangle's bustling food truck scene can be even more difficult to overcome, as many in the industry rely on large social gatherings for their biggest paydays. Jared Weber has more.
Any other summer, a Saturday shift outside of a popular Durham brewery would mean reliable profits for Eladio Hernandez and his Oaxacan food truck, Holy Mole. But on this afternoon, at the tail end of this summer, there's only a handful of patrons outside Pony Source Brewing Company, and fewer customers lining up for enchiladas, flautas, and tortas. The gloomy clouds hovering overhead aren't helping either.
We try to survive with breweries and, you know, places that we can park and whatever money we make. It's that we get. Like, it's not the same after the all this pandemic started. Yeah.
The near absence of large social gatherings over the past 5 months has ravaged the reported hundreds of food trucks that operate in the Triangle. Hernandez said he knows of several trucks that have shut down entirely. And though he's not currently in the red, he said it's been a tough summer for both Holy Mole and Q-spresso, a Cuban fusion truck he started in 2015.
Last year, just for the summer, I think we did like 40 to 70,000. I mean, I've been in business for 5 years, and it dropped a lot. Like this year, like we don't even like make the half like amount that we make the previous years.
Hernandez has been counting on the return of college students, with several events scheduled at UNC Chapel Hill and Duke University. However, Carolina officials scrambled to all remote instruction on August 17th after 130 students contracted COVID-19 in just 1 week of classes. Though those shifts haven't been canceled, Hernandez said they likely won't be the same sort of opportunity.
At the end of the day, like, you're like, okay, I made this much of money, but I paid this much, so I don't have money. But God always provides. That's, we have to keep working and, you know, keep doing what we're doing. Yeah.
And we're being contactless. If you'd like to leave a tip, I can press the button for you.
Yeah, 15, great.
Thank you.
Some food trucks have stayed afloat by reaching out into new markets and cutting expenses. Stephen Dewey is the owner of the Italian truck Baroni Meatball Company.
We went from doing mostly lunches and a few dinners to doing as many neighborhoods as I could contact and we could start serving.
But it hasn't been easy. In past years, Baroni had multiple employees. Now, Dewey works with just one other person, Shardesia Miller. Together, they cover almost every shift, including the day we spoke, which was Dewey's 17th wedding anniversary.
So in a sense, I've saved money on less employees and me just working more. Has been a big change, yeah.
Despite the challenges though, business rolls on for area food trucks.
So this is your snapper.
Yum.
Right, did you want some gravy on your rice?
You know it.
The oxtail gravy,
yes.
Right? All right.
At the outset of the pandemic, Andrea and Dwayne Cole were entering the final year of a 5-year plan, with the end goal of opening an authentic Jamaican restaurant in downtown Durham. Without sufficient funds to rent a brick-and-mortar location, the Coles decided to start with a food truck, Amagi's Jamaican Cuisine, which opened last August.
It took off real fast, you know, people love the food, they love the spice, you know, and they love the vibe, so everybody came out and, you know, support the truck.
When the pandemic first hit, though, the Coles closed the truck for almost 3 months. But since reopening in late May, they said business has once again taken off. They're still planning to open their takeout spot on Fayetteville Street in a few months.
You know, at some point in time, it seemed like it wasn't going to happen. But, you know, where we're from, we don't give up. You know what I'm saying? And the same is to be said for the people that we have surrounding us. You know, we don't give up. We just got to push on. And that's basically what we're doing. We're determined to succeed.
For North Carolina Public Radio WUNC, I'm Jared Weber.